Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Sweet Holy Spirit, we pray that you open the eyes of our understanding. And Lord God, hold us in your warm embrace. We honor you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we want to share on the subject of kingdom finance. And I'm going to share with you from one of my books. There's a chapter that I've entitled Ruling Over Money. And I'm going to share with us on the subject of kingdom finance. In Matthew chapter 25. And then verse 14 downwards. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. Please underline to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who has received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. And please underline money. He went to hide the money. That should tell you that the talent is really money. Verse 19 now. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who has received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 talents more beside them. And his Lord said to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
Verse 24
now, Matthew 25. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee to be a hard man. Please underline, I knew thee. I need thee to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received my own with interest.
And now, Oruana Kachan said, no, crap, wouldn't send me 3 more days. baby a mi nua aye ne na me je ho fa so baby a mi hwete ne na me pesa wo keka mo eni ti woni mi suba sa de tie anka fesika no kwatu sika kura bia banke anka meba no na treasure be kakra be ka ho na maje ma de wo ye trimo odinfo wo ye kwadwofo papa papa pa.
We don't know what we said of you.
Men ko ba se nyame be ka sa fa ho.
It will not be said of you in Jesus'
yes.
name. Right, let's finish it. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, this is a fearful one. To everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has,
mercy.
He's talking about money, will be taken away.
Now, Oranaka say, yo. Monje ba kuna wan fanya juma na mu fama nye wenye dunu. Na esan se wa wuwo bebre ni ebe ma ubebre ne mum wa wuninu. Kakrana wuwo nupo yebechi efi unsa.
And cast the unprofitable servants into outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May the Lord add his anointing, his joy, his revelation, his grace to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
So we are looking at the subject of kingdom finance. And I want us to understand that Jesus Christ told this important parable. Jesus Christ spoke about money when he was on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A religious knowledge of God will keep you from pleasing God in finances.
Se wo woni pante ase wo nyankopon ho dia, ene na sika wo no bekura wo bekata so.
I'll say it again, a religious knowledge of God will keep you from pleasing God in finances.
Na se wo woni pa ho nte ase wo nyankopon ho dia, ene na wo sika sem no wontumi emfa nya de so nyame ani.
The last servant who had the one,
na akwa na wo nya ba ko no.
He had an ability to have used the money for something. But what kept him from using the money the way that was pleasing to Jesus or his master? It is because he was too theoretical than practical.
There were
3 servants.
No, my uncle.
Each one was given an account. The first one said that you gave me 5, I've had this more. You gave me 2, I've had this more. And that was it. When he got to the third one, he was demonstrated a knowledge of the master. He was the only servant who said that I know you. Come and give an account. You come and stand there and say, you, I know you.
Yama wa juma se, branabeka huwa sema, wudu ya he, wo, minimu papa papa.
Two knowing believers. They know God too much. They are too spiritual, more than God. They are holier than God. Whereas God is talking about finances, they say that God, when you talk this way, you know the church is going to get materialistic and all that. You see, they have a certain knowledge of God that I call a religious knowledge of God that will keep you from using money in a kingdom way to please our heavenly King.
Mercy. Wa no dia wa ya kronkron ni mebro so. Ene to aka tre nyankopon se nyankopon men kasi kasam ason dem. Esa sa wo sha se diskasam ba ason dem ani pa be jin sika ani wiasim niam a wa nyankopon jania wu ye na yanka sunsun mu niam a na ya na ye ye wa kristofobia ye ye tuno. Spirituality.
There is a knowledge of God, ladies and gentlemen. That is religious in nature. And there is one that is of the kingdom. So you have to ask yourself, this knowledge of God that I claim I know him.
Is
it a religious one or a kingdom
one? The
difference between the religious knowledge of God and then the kingdom knowledge of God is that whereas the kingdom knowledge of God will make you rule as a king practically in this physical world, the religious knowledge of God does not make you rule like a king practically.
Na ensusunia obehu ni se ahinia mu nimdia wanya kupa hono ema wudi hini wase yuasi ya uwo muimu na emom ni padjini nefanya kupa hondie ema wunya sanku nimdia woyasi.
Does God want us to rule in this life practically, or practically we should be whipped, we should be defeated, practically we should be beggars? When we go to heaven, then we will be okay.
Na so ya dwene se wanyankopon pe se yedi hia wa sase so esa so obi a wosom nyankopon bia wo se wudi hia na wo ya mobo mobo na wo nam na wo sresre eno na kye se wususum na okuta ne so ana se ye beje atum se nyankopon abose wiase ya maye se ye mra medi hini wo mu ye medi hini ni de e wo se wiase mu.
There is a kingdom knowledge of God.
There
are kingdom words of God in the Bible. In fact, everything that you read in the Bible, that you understand, every revelation that you have from the Bible must be viewed through the lens of Jesus' person, his principles, and his performance for us, for it to qualify to be a kingdom word.
Adie bi biara obekenka wo Bible mu eni edisem bi onyame be da na didi akyrawo enti ase biara wo benya wo Bible mu no ewo se wonya eni wasunku bi a wo de hwe se wo be hu no wo Kristo kwan so eni adwuma a Kristo be ya ma ye ni sese ne enti ase ewo no mebu se wo de se ni wanu hwe onyame asem ni enti ase de a na ya hini enum de.
See everything through the lens of Jesus, his person, his principles, his performance. See everything from Genesis to Revelation. See everything through that. Otherwise, you are in the heart of religion, although reading from the Bible and teaching from the Bible.
Bibiara wubehu wa Bible mono. E wose wunya eniwa sunkubi. Sadia making kami huno edia fa Kristo ni pesusu. Kristo ni tre tre. Kristo ni shisha ya wade tu homa ya fi Genesis. Eko si Revelation. Se wenya se ni wana mfankin kan. Onyamia samudia. Weti.
In this end time, the spirit of the devil that he releases is not an anti-God spirit. It is an anti-Christ, anti-Jesus. Everybody loves God. Every religion says that it is to the supreme being and all that. Jesus seems to be a man despised of men, forsaken by men. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Jesus is the one whom we must see everything through, ladies and gentlemen. The spirit of Antichrist is in the world right now, denying Jesus what is due him. He has achieved something for humanity. Oh, let us not deny Jesus of his performance. Let us accord to him that Jesus true, when you die, this is the effect, and we have faith in it. We believe it.
Yes.
We will not deny Jesus. We will confess him. Hallelujah. And his performance. Hallelujah. Before men.
And na ewiye mre susuma eye adwuma no enye susuma eye susuma ekutia wo nyankopon. Jidie biara wo ha biara ese wo nyankopon ye baakopɛ. Na mom susuma eye adwuma ye susuma ekutia Kristo. Ene ne antichrist no. Adie bi biara fa Kristo ni wo ni adwuma obɛyɛ ma yen ho no. Ɔmo pɛsɛ ye body. Wo pɛsɛ wo ye Kristo ni ana asɛm ato. Ese sɛ ekutia ni Kristo bɛyɛ edima wiase. Ɔba ne diem ne diem anje na ndi. Ɛno ti yen ye hu sɛ ye bɛka afa Kristo ni wo ni ni pɛsu adwuma obɛyɛ ye ni wo no fa so a ɛwɔ de ma ye. Ye pɛ mu nka ɛno na na ye yi Kristo ayɛ.
God has not changed.
Nyankopɔn ase sɛn.
The God of the Old Testament is the same as the God of the New Testament. But you see that some of his ways has changed, so to speak. They have not really changed. He is the same. He changed not. The difference is Jesus. Because when God is looking at you right now, He sees you through Jesus. He sees you through the performance of Jesus. When God is looking at His word right now, He sees the word through Jesus. That is why right now, as you are reading the Bible, begin to see the way God sees things. Begin to see the word of God in Numbers and Deuteronomy and Leviticus. See them through Jesus. See yourself through Jesus. The Old Testament may say that you are a worm.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
But because of Jesus, what have you become?
Now, Christ don't see a day now.
You were a king.
We are in it.
Before Jesus Christ died, they were not kings. But now you are. That is why you must understand the Bible in the light of Jesus and let the words of Christ dwell richly in you. It's talking about the word of Christ. Colossians 3:16. John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave us Christ. Colossians 3:16 says that let the words of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. And that is what you practicalize in your life. It isn't the word of God in the Old Testament. After an understanding in the Old Testament, Jesus has come. He has died. He has made us different. You begin to see the same word in the light of what Jesus Christ said. We are Christians. We are Christians. We are followers of who?
Christ.
Christ Jesus.
Na me pasa woti ase wo se mo manya Kristo nim die ni bi ewoye mu na ya fananti wo se wanka se yenya Yakobon ti ase wo se yenya Kristo nim die ni bi ewoye mu na ya famo ye bra ye fra ye ho se a Kristo fo ye di ho ye ti Kristo Yesu and ntin sam na o kan ye no na wo se ye fa di se ye mu na ye de nante eso se wo kan ya pam dada wo wo kan ya pam fufro Kristo aba wa be wudi amawo wanya akwanja fofro enumu na wo kenkan wo nyame asem na wugina na wo de kenkan na wo tiasie.
So you can have a religious knowledge of God. You can have plenty of scriptures from Genesis to support it. But it cannot be a kingdom knowledge of God if it eclipses Jesus. This last servant had a religious knowledge that kept him in theory and not in practice. That knowledge put him into a neutral gear as far as finances were concerned. Let us examine the knowledge of this last servant. He looked at his boss and said, I know you. That you are a hard man. You reap where you have not sown. And you gather where you have not scattered seed.
Baby, I want to too. Seed didn't go yet, but when I was born,
and I was afraid. And I went to hid your money in the ground. Here, have what is yours.
Hey.
This covenant is wonderful. Some believers are like that. They feel that God has no right to venture into certain areas he has not practically done anything in.
Na ejidifo bo ha yadwen yen se enwon se wonyankopon eba yeti bia bi mu a yen yen nya hwe wo ho.
You see, the servant didn't like that thing about his master. That was his problem with his master. That the way you like reaping where you have not sown, I don't like it at all. So I am standing to resist it. That nature of yours.
Akwa no okatre ni wura se wu mi wura sa suban boni ye wo hu hia wu nu aya na wu twe mi akwa ya mi dina he enya dia mama akwa ma wo de sa wu onioma nioma na ba mi sokra nya dia be ye ye.
So he was saying that me, I won't contribute to that. I won't enhance that nature of yours. You won't have any rule in the physical. Just remain there in the spiritual. You are God. You are spiritual. Be there. You have given the earth to the sons of men. You ruling directly through us. There is no way you should want anything in this physical world. Remain in the spiritual. Such audacity.
Mercy.
Hey!
Mm-hmm. Yet to make a change and couple so Yamis, I know my way, who you soon. When Yamitino soon was through her, my master, see so. What bass I see, I might see any so my acquaint. Near any so. What quaint I a pass when Yammy, my and Yoman, who you soon soon tenas through her. Ya catching Yamida.
But many believers are like that.
A genophobe brave of her sanity.
Like this servant, they stand to resist God in his efforts to move from the spiritual. Where he is to where he has not sown. They say, no way, you will not come here. You should not concern yourself with money. The increase of money, no. You should not come in. I will resist you. That way of yours is not correct. And there are many people, believers, who do not like the ways of God.
And it when you may mem tina sruha. My ya fire waste a miss. Na ya fan quiet him. Yes, I say, we are soon to me who be my baby hiring. When ya meta sruha. Now they're shying. A moment, sonny massa, see so. And my castle will be shame. You know when you're fine.
God, don't come to the area of finances. That one, it will bring disgrace to you. Don't come there. It's not your place. You haven't sold anything there.
When you're coupon, yes, row. Said the Yasi, Yadia, ye woman, Yasika Samuel, so we are so woo bemoa. When I mean our rabbi, where son said, and call you to see a teacher baby, the Fafa baby, would do any beshemoa when I'm your behow.
Some believers are pushing God out of this finance controlled world, like the servant.
Now, a jiddy for be a ha, Omo, you when young coupon, if you say we are seer, and yes, come we are seeing.
So God gives them money,
and it's your coupon or musica.
And they enter into a neutral relationship with the money.
Se wan yakopon mo musika fe de omo ni yakopon eni kita hudia bia wo musika nu.
They don't care whether it grows or not.
And uti sika ni se be nyino enfa omo.
They don't care whether God is going to need something or not.
Enfa wo mo nyame amo musika no enfa mo se bia onyame be hia bibi ana o hia bibi no enfa omo.
Nothing moves when you are in a neutral gear.
You have disabled
the engine or the moving capacity, so to speak.
The moving capacity of the engine, pushing the car forward to emotion, is stable.
As far as finances are concerned, you should not be in a neutral gear. You should not say, me, I don't mind. You see, money is evil. Me, I don't mind. Whether I have money or I don't have money, me, I don't mind. Hey. You should not be neutral.
And what's up with the one dream at two neutral gear? So when Yami, me, Yamina, Miss Sumno, Semina Siko, Minya Siko, and Faho, Semitim, one Miss Sumina, me, I didn't want to hear me.
You should not be in high gear either. 3, 4, and 5.
Man, fast out, who seek a summer dream on some cock kind baby.
Because if you are in high gear as far as money is concerned, you are going to crash. You understand that? The speed will be too much. God does not say, be neutral. God does not say be in high gear. You better be in a low gear, 1, 2. You see, be in high gear as far as the rule of God, the kingdom of God is concerned. Jesus said that seek first the kingdom of God. He didn't say be neutral about all other things, but you go low, you know, and you go high on the kingdom of God, and you go low. But when you are neutral, God cannot give you anything because you are like that servant. You don't care anything about whether it grows or not. You go and dig the ground and put it in there, and that's it.
Now, say we see Kasamsu, what they call high gear to say 5 and 6 now. Speed now with the corner with the bell bunny and say with the bomb. Now, when you say the better high gear, knit na hinye and then the train, I say, yeah, man, don't quack. I'm a kayani nina banti. I need money, me here, sika first gear. No amount $20 million. I know your first gear. Now, with your cost second gear, €1,000,000,000 dollars. Pounds, Bibia, me imagine their first. And son, what they are calling him? Now, when you are the son of Manisha, see, now they are hindering the bachelor. What that neutral, Uncle Bia?
Religious knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, will slow you down.
Now, so what would Nipantia say? When you are cooper hindering Numa, a bad brawas.
When the master said that last servant was wicked and lazy, the Greek word is actually. Meaning slow to act or delaying.
And uti emra wo ran na ka se ni odi sika no ko she from no yetrim odin fo no wo ken kan Greek Bible na wo si woni anu oye na de boko ade no ni so so oye so wa enwa wonye.
So religion will slow you down in a practical world.
And notice nipanti asie wo ahinienum no ebebre wase wo wiase awo imu.
It will give you a form of godliness, but you will deny the practical power thereof in the real world. Let it work, let's see. You will be found wanting.
Na eno de ebema usunsumu tumi de na mo ma brabo mu abrabo nyo ma wase wo de tutu homa eno ma poko kan ne de ubo se na wa ye boko wo.
Wrong knowledge of God will make you afraid to multiply money.
Na adwuma enye papa ye wo nyankopon ho no emma ye kwan ma ye ntumi fa sika nya adwuma ma ebi meka ho.
That servant said that I was afraid.
Na sa akwa ne ka se na mi suro.
Why will you not be afraid when you are full of religion?
Na unsuro se ye sa adwuma wo nyina ye nipa ho adwen.
So religious knowledge will not let you rule in this life.
Enuti enipa nti ase wa hinie num no ema wontumi ndi hine e wa sase.
I want to encourage you to believe right in order to please God with your money.
Me pese wo gidi ye ama wontumi aye nyo ma fa wo sika se ho e be so nyame ani.
Because when you believe right, you are going to live right.
Se wo gidi ye a wo be tena ye.
Oh, let me start it this way. You must hear the right thing about money. Because when you hear right, faith comes by hearing, you will then believe right.
And
when you believe, you will live right. And when you live right, you will please God. With your money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.